You're listening to SBS Radio to Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. And our studio guest is the naturopath and the Kabbalah student Chaim Turkia. And we are going to talk to Chaim about the connection between Kabbalah and happiness. And if you've got any question to ask, we'd love to hear from you today. Please ring us on 1-300-799-323. Our phone lines are open now, and we've got at least 10 minutes till 12:45, and we'd love to hear from you. And Chaim, as we've got really short time, can you please introduce yourself to our English-speaking listeners?
Hello again. So my name is Chaim Turkia. I'm married, father of two. And at the moment I'm living in Petach Tikva, but I used to live about 23 years here in Australia, the lovely Australia down under in Sydney. And at that particular time I used to practice naturopathy and homeopathy in Bondi and Double Bay. And about now it's about 12 or 13 years ago, I was one of those kids that used to ask all the time the big questions. Why? Mommy, why? Abba, why? And all the answers that I used to get, it's kacha. That's the way. That's the way of life. And I couldn't accept this answer. And the most of my life I was asking. And I was studying with a lot of teachers. I was searching anything and everything, obviously together with life, you know, family, children, kids at Moriah, Habonim, the whole lot, you know. And then I came to a lecture, Nitza, about now it's 12 or 13 years ago. In 45 minutes, I got all the answers to all my questions that I asked all my life in 45 minutes.
Well, can you share it with us, please? Well, I just wanted to mention, and I did mention it in Hebrew, that for naturopathy, we're curing or looking for cures to cure the body. And with Kabbalah, you were looking for ways to cure the soul, to repair and assist the soul. So can you tell us, how did you do it in 45 minutes, and what did you find?
Oh, that was amazing. Basically, when you start studying Kabbalah, you see that it's a very scientific kind of a system.
Scientific on mysticism? This is Jewish mysticism.
It's very, very scientific. I don't have some material with me, but I can show, and you can see it from the first lesson. You see the drawing and everything. It's so accurate. It's not like in our life. It's a maybe a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit less, a little bit more. Over there, it's very, very, very accurate. Everything very accurate. And in my previous job, I am a practical mechanical engineer, so I know a little bit about maths and physics, and it was nothing to compare with all the things what we study later on in Kabbalah. But not to be scared. You don't have to know maths and physics or whatever, because Kabbalah, you studying or feeling with your heart. It's sensation. You don't need to know anything. You just have to come with the right questions, and then you start feeling the answers.
Can you please be more specific? We were talking about mysticism, that you said it's almost exact science. First of all, it disappeared for hundreds of years, and most people don't know what Kabbalah, or they know it somewhere, that it's way above them, and they can't really approach it or study it. Suddenly, it came back to life. Why and what?
The most of the books of Kabbalah saying that the Kabbalah, or the wisdom of Kabbalah, or the science of Kabbalah, will be available from 1995 to Israel and the rest of humanity. The system, how to become happy, simple as that. But it has to come from a free choice. It will be want to be there, that we want to study it. And till about 1995, humanity was in such a place that we still thought we can get along with the universe the way that we are. Our life was not too bad. We started like that many thousands of years ago, living in caves, and now we are living in nice houses. But still, it's slowly coming to a stage that the universe or Earth can't really sustain us anymore. If every scientist that you will ask him, he said, in about 50 years from now, the way that we are living, we are not going to live in the way that what we are living. We just heard in the news that North Korea start developing a kind of a horrible bomb that it's the Maiman.
It's an atom bomb, which is terrible.
So it's much, much more. And all those crazy people going all around and radicals running all around the world, and this is the right time that we need to do very simple things, to tighten the connection between the people all around the world. You can imagine, Nitza, if the whole world for 5 minutes, let's say 5 minutes, I know it's impossible, but 5 minutes, think just about not to harm somebody else. 5 minutes, the whole universe thinking just one thing, I'm not going to harm any other person around the world. Not bad, huh? It's going to be a lovely, lovely day for everybody. But in a way that our society developing now, you see, you just read the news, this is the situation. Now we need the remedy. The remedy that's going to solve all the problem from everybody, all 7 billion people around the world need kind of a remedy how to solve it.
From Judaism, Kabbalah, Judaism can solve it, you think?
Absolutely, and it's not just for Judaism. This is a little bit confusing because we thinking that Judaism, Kabbalah, mysticism, after the first or second lesson that you're learning a little bit about it, a little bit about the wisdom, the system, you know it's belong to all the people around the globe. And this is the beauty of the thing, the moment we need it, like the book said, from 1995, we start need this wisdom, and this is what's happening all around the world. Suddenly, you know, Nitza, that people studying Kabbalah in China, in Japan, and all around the world, suddenly, people opening the website, buying books, going to courses.
But you see, I mean, when you study Kabbalah, the assumption is that it comes from Judaism and it comes from mysticism. And you were talking about a power of kindness and goodness. Okay, is that you're talking about God?
Absolutely, Nitza.
But do you have to keep the mitzvot in order to get there?
You put like few things together, but yeah, what is God? It's nature, it's one force, it's all bestow. And for us to receive this goodness, we need to do a little bit of adjustment, not to us, the relationship between us. If we will improve the relationship between mankind, not
the relationship between men and God, you're talking about
just between people, because all the thing coming from love your friends, you're advancing to love this force. But first it's become between people. That we need to tighten the connection, to warm the connection between us, all mankind, and then this force will appear between us. This warmth, this kind of a love, this sensation of bestow will be between all humanity. And then basically we start receive all the goodness and the happiness that it's waiting for us.
So this is your Or LaGoyim.
Absolutely. This is exactly what's happening in the Or LaGoyim, to bring the system.
It's light to the nations. Israel light to the nations, if people didn't understand exactly what Or LaGoyim.
Yes, yeah. To bring this amazing system to us and to the rest of humanity. And it's standing on a shelf full of dust, and nobody uses it for many thousands of years. It's passing from teacher to student, from teacher to student, generation, but it was not the right time. And this is why it's become like all those stories around it, because it just few people knew about it. And now it's available to all mankind.
And I just want to mention there are free introductory lectures to authentic Kabbalah. And I think you're going to be the guest speaker there in Sydney Monday 18 and Tuesday the 19th of January. So it's next Monday and Tuesday, not this week, the following week, 18, 19 January at the Waverley Library in Denison Street in Bondi Junction. And our Melbourne listeners on Wednesday the 20th and Thursday the 21st of January at the Betty Day Community Centre, 67 Argyle Street in St Kilda, Melbourne, and that's also from 7 o'clock in the evening. And our Brisbane and Byron Bay listeners, you can go on Wednesday and Thursday, 27, 28 of January at the Byron Bay Community Centre, 69 Johnson Street, Byron Bay. So you can get the taste of Kabbalah and see if you want to continue. What are you giving them when you say introductory lectures to authentic Kabbalah? Why the word authentic is there? Is there something that is not authentic?
Absolutely. I have a teacher, Dr. Michael Leitman, and he had a teacher, and it's going till the day of what we call the first Adam, Adam Arishon, the first man that discovered spirituality. And it's safe to come from a teacher to a student, this generation like that. I can't sit by myself in a room or top of the mountain and suddenly discover it. It's a Kabbalist have to take the student almost like from his ear and push him into another reality, a bigger reality. It takes some time, but the first sensation you are getting from the first few lessons already. You start feeling what this Kabbalist was talking all the time about, the connection between the people. Sorry. As I mentioned beforehand, I'm in a lot of places around Israel, also North America. We just came back from Moscow, actually. The Russian very strong in that, in Kabbalah. Surprise, surprise. But I'm giving a lot of lectures around hotels, as I mentioned beforehand. And in 45 minutes to an hour, a lot of people coming with tears out of the lecture, but it's happiness kind of a tears, and it just showed that the system working so efficiently in such a short time, you just start bringing people together. As I mentioned beforehand, if you can imagine 5 minutes, that we are not going to harm somebody, it's already going to be a great achievement.
We are talking to Chaim Turkia, a Kabbalah student, naturopath, and Chaim, we have to go to the Yiddish, but before we go to the Yiddish, if there is one advice, one in two sentences that you can give our listeners to find happiness, if they can't come to the lecture or whatever, what can you tell our listeners as an advice in two sentences to find happiness and peace within themselves?
Okay, if you can't come to the lectures, you can go to kabbalah.info, and everything is for free there for you. All the advices, all the answers, it's the biggest website for Kabbalah in the world. It's a lot of clips, it's 27 languages. You can find all the answers that you want, and also you can study through the internet. The other advice is be kind to your family, be kind to your neighbors, be kind to your community. Just be kind. Try to be kind.
And it will bounce back?
It's all the time bouncing back, Nitza, as we all know. If we are doing goods, we are getting goods back to us.
I like the Hebrew expression, shlach lachmecha al pnei amayim. I don't know how to explain it in English. You do good, and one day it will come back to you.
Be a mensch, yeah. do the right thing, and everything going to be right. In simple words.
Chaim Turkia, thank you so much for coming to our studios here and talking to all of us. And if you made a change, even to one person or two person, you changed their life. That's a lot. So I hope even for more people benefited from your advice and your talk to us here today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nitza, for having me here. And the last time in Sydney, in the Waverley Library, it was like about 120 people came to the talk. So we'd love to see all of you there. And thank you very much for having me here.
Thanks, Chaim.